This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, December 13th, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone call on this. It's supposed to be December, 13th, but it's like July 13th. What's going on outside, everybody? I mean, it's inconsistent with the calendar. Anyway, welcome to the program. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're here in studio waiting to take your phone calls, 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff and what we can do to fix it. Perhaps you've had a problem and you've applied, you've tried to, and it comes up with the same old stuff. Nothing that works, right? Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Let's see what we can do that's different. Because if you do the same old, you get the same old, right? Nothing that is any different than what you've got right now. This weather's crazy. It really is. I started out the program by saying that it's not what it's supposed to be. So what does that mean to you and your health? That means stress. That means that your body adapts and you have this rhythm. You really have this energetic and neurological rhythm that goes and ebbs and flows into the different seasons and different parts of the year and different times of the day and so forth. And when that's thrown off, your whole immunological system begins to stress, if you will. And you add that to other things of the times, and, what am I talking about? Well, it's the holidays. We're in the middle of Hanukkah right now. And by the way, happy Hanukkah to all my friends there that are celebrating. And Christmas is coming up within 2 weeks, and we have the end of the year, and we have Kwanzaa, and we have all those things. And it's a great time of the year. But with that comes stresses. The stresses of trying to get around all these places, eating things that we shouldn't be eating, overindulging in many different ways. Sleep patterns get disrupted, and we try to put our normal cycle on top of that. That's called stress. Subsequently, you have a problem, and anything that is underneath that, an injury to the body or other biochemical imbalances or other stress patterns, get exacerbated at a very, very high level, and you end up being susceptible to all the slings and arrows of the normal bacteria and the viruses that are there year-round. But because you're more stressed, if you will, the body begins to break down. So let's consider that as we go through. I want to talk to you about several things today. I'm going to talk about some biochemistry, some nutritional things. But, there was a question that was posed. And I want to address that because people get confused, and it's my obligation to make sure you get the right information. Make sure that you really understand the intimacies. We've talked about the structural, chemical, emotional stuff on almost every program. We said there's only three things that cause anything: your injury to your body, biochemical imbalances, and stress, because it knocks out immunological systems. But when we talk about structure, we're talking about the intimacy of the nervous system and how it affects everything else in the body. See, without your brain and your spinal cord and all the nerves, the 31 pairs of nerves that come off of it, the 12 cranial nerves, your body doesn't work. It's that intimacy of electrical stimulation that causes the body to manifest itself. And then on top of that, we can talk about the electrical fields, the energetic fields of acupuncture and so forth. But I want to keep it to the hard components today just for a second. Why? Because, as you know and should know, my basic education was initially that of a doctor of chiropractic. And that means that I look at the nervous system and all the effects of that nervous system. And then we added that to specialties in nutrition and my qualifications in acupuncture and so forth. So there was a challenge. And the challenge was said by somebody that we still don't know, but said, we talk about all these health conditions. We talk about the autoimmune system. We talk about inflammatory reactions. We talk about diabetes. We talk about heart disease. We have to talk about all those things that are named conditions about you. And the challenge was, knowing that my basic education is as a chiropractor, said, what does any of those things that we have to talk about have anything to do with? And the term, unfortunately, was used, cracking backs. And by the way, the term is spinal adjustments. In osteopathic medicine, osteopathy is called a spinal lesion, and they manipulate, and chiropractors manipulate, and so forth. But what's that got to do with what I'm talking about? So let me talk to you about the intimacies of the nervous system for a few minutes, because you really need to understand that. Remember I said brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves that come out? Okay, here's the deal. Your brain comes down, and it's divided up into several things. You have the brain, you have the cerebrum, and then you have the spinal cord. It consists of things called the midbrain, that middle brain. You have something called the medulla, that's another portion of the brain, and you have the pons. So all these are landmarks. That's all they are. But here's the deal. As the spinal cord comes off the brain and it comes through this hole in the skull about the size of a silver dollar, and it comes down, the first structure it meets is the first vertebrae in your neck. It's called the atlas. Now, this area is called the brain stem. And so let me tell you what the brain stem, surrounded by the skull and the vertebrae, the first two vertebrae, the atlas and axis, have to do with anything. Okay, the brain stem has to do with a lot of things. It keeps your body alert. It helps you stay with it and your perception. It controls breathing. It controls your blood pressure. It controls digestion. It controls your heart rate. It controls many automatic functions of the body. So in that, it has tremendous effect on many different systems in the body. And when those systems don't work properly, you don't work well. You manifest in conditions. It controls heartbeat, heart rate automatically as one of the primary drivers. So you can have a heart problem, an irregular beat of your heart, if that lower brainstem is irritated in any way. So what are we talking about? We're talking about irritation due to mechanical disruption, disturbance. See, if your body and your muscular system is not stable and normalized, working in cooperation and coordination, none of these areas work, meaning all those things that we just talked about, right? Because the nerve itself is being irritated. The theory of osteopathic medicine and chiropractic medicine, if you will, has to do with what impairs that neurological signal going to the target that says, do what you're supposed to do normally. So when you end up having all these unknown origins of symptoms from your digestion being disturbed, and subsequently when your digestion doesn't work, guess what? You end up with things like GERD. You end up things like ulcerations within the intestinal system. You end up with blood pressure of unknown source. What's that called? That's called idiopathic. We don't know why, but it's there. See, you go to your doctor, God bless him, and he says, you have this, and you say, why? Well, it's an idiopathic situation. Well, it's an idiopathic problem, meaning it doesn't, they don't know why. We don't know why. It's not there. But here, take this medication anyway. Instead of going back to where does this stuff come from? Where is the origin? Where is the electrical sources? Where is the biochemistry that affects it? How is it affected? How is it not working because those things are misguided, misfiring, or in chiropractic or osteopathic terminology, there is a spinal lesion or a subluxation that is causing a mechanical disruption of those areas. Okay? So here's what we got. We have patients who come in and they have digestion problems. They have diaphragm problems. They can't breathe. They have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, in the beginning stages. One of the questions I'm going to ask, have you ever had an injury to your body? Number one. In today's world, I'm going to ask, are you on your computer, your device all day long where your head is dropped down and looking into your lap because you're repetitively texting or reading your email or whatever you're doing because you're overstretching those areas of the nervous system and making them worse? Subsequently, you end up with those problems and you don't know where they're coming from. Not enough to say that you're going to have pain and a sore neck and headache and numbness and tingling. All of those things are parallel situations that can come a result of an irritation to the automatic mechanisms of the brainstem. And when you're irritated, now remember, the brainstem, as well as all the other structures, have this covering. It's called the dura, hard matter. It's like saran wrap. It's plastic wrap. And it comes around the outer or the inner coatings of the skull. It protects the brain, but it also helps pump the brain bones. okay, the cranial bones. And it comes around and goes through that silver dollar hole I just told you about a little while ago, and it covers the cord, and then it attaches to the axis, the second vertebrae in the neck, and then goes all the way down, but it covers all the nerve roots as they come out. So if this dura, this plastic wrap, if you will, is tight, it is not moving freely, if its attachments are being torqued or torsioned, you're going to have an indirect irritation to that brainstem and other structures neurologically. Subsequently, the main computer, the hard drive called your brain, is going to misfire and cause these symptoms to come about. So that's what it has to do. And our listeners out there that wanted to put that on the challenge block, if you will, wants to know what osteopathic medicine and chiropractic medicine, meaning in his terminology, cracking backs, has to do with any of those conditions. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from a misalignment causing a neurological irritation and dampening of that signal. Subsequently, the end product is all these symptom diagnoses that we come up with. Cardiac irregularity, you know, ventricular misfiring, PVCs, atrial fib, digestion problems of all sorts, breathing difficulties, immunological responses that aren't working the way they're supposed to. And if you've had an injury, if you've had a car accident, if you're in a posture pattern where you're sleeping on your stomach with your head's turned to the side, if you have a habit of sitting there reading something and falling asleep and your head drops forward very radically, those are all injuries to that portion of your anatomy. Subsequently, you're going to have symptoms that are associated with those traumas, those injuries, those irritations. So I hope you understand that the body is not divided into compartments. The body is a systematic system that works interrelatedly, intercooperatively with every other system in the body. It cannot be separated one from the other. There is not nutrition all by itself. There is nutrition as it supports certain flows. There are flows that support certain needs for nutritional intake. And when we look at our environment and we look at the fact that most of us are not in shape, we're way too heavy, we're stressed out beyond belief, we don't settle down, we can't figure out how to relax, and we're in this atmosphere called the Washington metropolitan area and other major cities throughout this country and other people who are listening to us outside of here, you have to take it all into consideration. The human anatomy, the biology of the body, the cellular structures work cooperatively, interdependently one to the other. That's what the nervous system is. The nervous system is king, it's profound, it's first. And then when it begins to break things down and your energetic system, your what we call your acupuncture system, whether it's traditional Chinese medicine, whether it's Indian acupuncture, whether it's Japanese acupuncture, whether it's Korean acupuncture, the whole idea is that it must stay in balance. It must stay coordinated, which seems to be the theme of nature, that the body must work interrelatedly, interdependently, in balance to allow your system to maximize itself. When we come back, we're going to talk about some very interesting immunological studies. We're going to talk about things that you can do to help yourself. It's coming up the first of the year. You have to start setting standards. I want to talk to you. We're here at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. There's some of you online already, and I will take those calls. You know, if I told you that olive oil reduced breast cancer among women and also dampened certain types of cardiovascular disease, would you believe it? Well, you know, being the Sicilian that I am, and I can tell you that's probably true, but we're going to put some light on that when we do come back. We're coming up to a break. We have to pay attention to those who bring you Dr. Tom Rozell Live, so we can do this on an ongoing basis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk to you, and let's get through some of the things that you need to know about, you know, so you can make a change. January's coming up, you know, the year that we all make resolutions. Well, we're going to make commitments this year, and we're going to have a whole program on health commitments, and we're going to have you walk through it step by step and show you how to get it done. And by the way, those of you who don't own my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself program. Guess what? There's a whole section on how to make this happen. So you need to do that. You can call our office at 703-698-7117, or you can go online and find it and pick up a book today, and let's see what we can do to change your life. Before we go any further, and we're going to get into olive oil and breast cancer in a second, but BC, you still there? Thank you for waiting. You've been very patient.
Yes, thank you, Doctor. We talked about a year and 3 months ago. I had very early stages of prostate cancer, and I elected, after much research and even on advice from you, to go with CyberKnife, which was done back in March.
Okay.
Everything's been going on pretty swimmingly, but about a month and a half ago, urination became a little more difficult to the point of being painful, not necessarily through the urethra, but more back towards the bladder and bowel area.
Yeah.
Urologist put me on Flomax, my six-month checkup with the radiation oncologist came shortly after that, and he put me on 2 600 milligrams of ibuprofen a day, which seemed to have more immediate effect than the Flomax ever did. However, that's been about a 30-day interval, and they took me off of it the other day. Now I'm noticing the same situation with the bit of a pain and the general pain in the groin area.
Well, with the ibuprofen, the fact that that helped you, what it tells you is that because it is an anti-inflammatory as well, it's shrinking the size of the prostate. Unfortunately, with ibuprofen, there are side effects, and because it's an NSAID and it's going to cause joint problems, it's going to cause predispositions to other things. But let's set that aside. If you're at this point, your A1C, let's start in the beginning. If your prostate enzymes are normal at this point, then what you're dealing with is an inflammatory predisposition. So the first place you look at is diet, and you have to, and I'm just going to give you general guidelines because I don't know everything intimately, but sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten additives, preservatives, GMO, all those things are inflammatory to the body. They're going to cause things to be stirred up, and you're going to have problems. You want to have tons of vegetables, but organic, non-GMO stuff. You want to drink a lot of alkaline water. It doesn't have to be super alkaline, but it should be at least neutral at 7 to 7.2, 7.3. Try to keep it out of plastic. You don't want to bring in any of the xenoestrogens. You want to either filter it and put it in a very, very hard plastic or glass or steel container. You drink it out of that at the house, and eliminate those things that are irritating. There's a lot of natural things that you can do to help. Again, I'm just giving you guidelines, things that have worked for people.
I've been eating a lot of tomatoes. I understand that's helpful.
Yeah, if they're cooked. Only if they're cooked. Raw tomatoes are not you're talking about the pygium that's in it, and it's the cooked tomato releases it. So if you do that, but the other thing that you want to look at, saw palmetto, for example, is great. Beta-sisterol, if I can pronounce it, is also works very well for enlarged prostate. Pygium, stinging
I'm
nettle.
I'm taking a supplement, prostate T1X, I think it's called. I don't know if you're familiar with the product. No, I'm not.
But do you know what's in it? It's the whole piece. So there's zinc is another one. Most guys, by the time they hit their 40s, their zinc levels are down around their toenails. And one of my first papers that I wrote, when I was in school years ago, I wrote a senior thesis on zinc in the prostate gland. And what it showed was that as guys get older, their zinc levels crash, and 50% of the dry weight of the prostate gland is zinc. So you want to take a zinc sulfate, which is the best active form to begin to get it down, and things of that nature. But saw palmetto in a concentrated liquid form works, getting rid of all the inflammatory elements. You have to also make sure that the nerves that are going to the prostate are functioning. Those are the nerves that come from the lower portion of the belt, the back, the belt line, and also in the pelvis. If those are irritated anyway, you got a problem. If the you know, the exposures, you know, if you're on laptops and so forth, keep it off your lap. You want to put at least a pillow that's about 4 to 5 inches thick between you and your gonads in the laptop, because the low-level infrared garbage is going to nail you, and it's going to cause inflammatory reaction to the prostate. So there's a lot of different pieces to that. Acupuncture works dramatically well to increase the circulatory pattern And so you combine those things. But in your particular situation, if you were my patient, we'd be looking at structure, we'd be looking at biochemistry, we'd be looking at the nervous system and energetic platforms. If I can help you, BC, send me a note. Go to drtomrozell.com, and I'll see if I can get a little bit more specific for you. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about olive oil and breast cancer, and we're going to answer the rest of you that are patiently waiting. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell. I'll be right back after this message.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Had several callers. Had one just drop off and wanted to know about cleanses, body cleanses. So if you have a specific question, please call me back and we'll get into it. But I will cover some general guidelines on that. 'Tis the season and you need to know because of all the pollution you're going to put into your body over the next couple weeks or so that you need to do something about it, particularly in January. And if you don't, it's just going to go into your system and cause problems later on. Promise you we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer and olive oil. And interesting, guess where this came from? The Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, and they found a very significant, you need to know about this type of information. And what they found is that significantly lower risk of invasive breast cancer among women who consumed Mediterranean diet, but a real, real Mediterranean diet, not some of the garbage that we think it is around here. I should know. I'm an expert. I'm very Sicilian. I'm first generation. I know what a good diet is and what a good diet isn't. And even though that we think pizza and pastas and fried bread doughs and all those things are Mediterranean diet, not so much, my friends. It's one of those things that'll put you into an early degenerative pattern, but we'll talk about that later on. So if you want to lower your risk of breast cancer, you're going to eat a Mediterranean diet of little bits of fish and little bits of lamb and chicken and fowl and so forth and tons of vegetables and nuts and basically a Mediterranean paleo type of diet. Your grains need to be not manipulated and GMO and hybridized like we have here in this country. Tons of wild rice and things of that nature. If you're going to eat potatoes, you're going to keep it at a very, very small amount of a sweet potato. But vegetables are the key here. But let's get on and talk about olive oil. So if you use an unfiltered virgin olive oil and compared that dietary pattern, all the things we just talked about, to women who don't do that, you're going to see a huge, huge difference. Women who want to get rid of the fats on their diet, big mistake, friends. You need good fats for hormone transportation, brain cognition, good-looking skin, the capacity virtually for every system in your body to work. But this trial, remember we talked about studies, and I said, you know, some studies say 50 people or 10 people or whatever. Well, this was a study that included 4,282, I'm reading directly, that enrolled in this pre-medical is what they called it, study, who were at an increased cardiovascular risk and also a risk for increased diabetes. And the subjects were assigned a Mediterranean diet and they supplemented in addition more olive oil and or nuts, but usually a combination of the two. And they followed up about 4.8 years later, and 35 cases of invasive breast cancer were identified among these 4,282 women. And while both the Mediterranean diets and that were associated with reduced risk of the disease, the diet supplemented with olive oil, given more olive oil, unfiltered organic olive oil, was associated with the lowest risk, was less than 68% after they adjusted for the control group. So this is significant. This is not minor stuff. You'd like to look it up. The Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, 2015, September 14th. So about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So go look it up, read the article, and I think that you're going to be very, very impressed. So Mediterranean diet, folks, is where it's at. Actually, organic, and stay away from the grains. Remember, I've said to you over and over again, if you give it to an animal to fatten them up for slaughter, don't put it in your body. Just don't. If it's green, eat it. You know, if it's organic, free range, it's probably good for you. Stay away from pork. Stay away from anything that's in dairy products that are, you know, pasteurized and homogenized. Well, that means just about every dairy product you can get your hands on. But dairy at the end of the day is not good for you. It's inflammatory unless you get raw organic. And there's only a few places you can get that. You can get some food co-ops that have them and so forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need to be responsible and do your homework. Don't listen to the talking heads because they're there to sell you something. We're going to talk about a little bit about vitamin D as we get in the program. We're going to talk a little bit about inflammatory reactions as it relates to blood pressure. But I want to go into that one subject of cleansing. And, you know, we're coming up to a time of the year that I go into a detoxification cleanse at least once a year. And, you know, nobody's immune to the slings and arrows of our pollution in our atmosphere and so forth. But what a cleanse really is about resting a system. So if you feel sluggish, if, you know, kind of out of it, you know, you're struggling with skin problems, you know, you're looking for all the acne remedies, you have aches and pains, your digestive system's not working the way it's supposed to, you know, allergy reactions, you're constantly coming up with an infection, your immune system is pushing away. Ladies, you're having all kinds of menstrual problems, your head's not, you know, able to filter things. Well, that's probably a good reason to consider a cleansing program, a detoxification program. First of all, unless you're going to do it gently, you need to have somebody guide you. You need to have somebody like our nutrition department or one of our guys who's, you know, especially is in nutrition and so forth, work with you. So what do you do? How do you start a detox? Well, it's called gently. And you got to lighten up on your toxic load. All the junk that you know you shouldn't be putting in your body, start backing it off. You know, the alcohol, the coffee, the cigarettes, the refined sugars, the saturated, you know, my mantra, sugar, sodas, coffee, black, you know, and you know the drill, right? And then believe it or not, you've got to start looking at chemical-based household cleansers and shampoos and deodorants and toothpastes and so forth because the fluorides and so forth. You got to get that stuff out. So you got to go really natural. And, you know, another thing is you have to eliminate the stress and the triggers that handle the stress. I know a lot of it is in the family. You walk in and you look at somebody's face and you want to hurt them. But the point of it is you've got to find a way to begin to gently blunt that. You know, substitute good music, don't listen to the talking heads, start skinning down your diet. You start thinking about vegetable smoothies. How about yoga, qigong, tai chi, things of that nature, meditation, prayer, you know, start your day quietly, get into rituals, meaning things that you do repetitively that will begin to work with you. There are many, many types of detoxification programs. It depends on what your agenda is and what you want to try to get done. So as we get into that, I'm not going to tell you that one size fits all because it doesn't, but you want to start gently. You know, you want to go into maybe 3 or 4 days of limited foods. You want to add things like beets and radishes and artichokes and cabbage and broccoli and spirulina and chlorella, if you're providing you're not sensitive, seaweeds. They're excellent detoxifying foods, brown rice or wild rice only, fresh. And all this stuff goes without saying needs to be organic and it needs to be non-GMO. You want to cleanse your body. Gentle things like dandelion root and burdock root and milk thistle and drinking green tea will help clear the liver. Now, you must make sure you're drinking tons of water that is at least alkaline. During a detoxification program, that's critical. You've got to make that lymph system dump everything you can put. And there's other ways. Vitamin C, glutathione, all these things will help drive toxins out of the body. How much water? At least 2 quarts of water a day during a detox program. You've got to get rid of the junk. You have to breathe from your belly, not from your chest. There's so many of you that do that all the time. But again, start thinking positively. Get rid of the negativity. Negativity is ugly. If you have access to a sauna with your doctor's permission, providing you don't have other problems, a sauna is great. It'll begin to get dry skin brushing. Making sure that you do foot baths to pull things out. A good foot bath is hot water with a half a cup of Epsom salt and a half a cup of baking soda, and just allow that to pull a lot of the toxin out of your system. Wake up in the morning, drink a glass of hot water with lemon, organic lemon. That'll begin to change the acid-base reaction in your system. Okay, those are gentle pieces, very gentle. And I'm not going to get into the heavy-duty things because none of you are cut the same. If we can help you further, we're more than happy to do that. Billy, thank you for being there. How can I help you?
Appreciate your taking this phone call. I was calling about a It's actually for a male who has a urinary problem, up every 2 to 3 hours all night and has been going on for a while, and is exhausted during the day, and his urine tests have had no blood in them, they've been fine. I don't know what else to do about that. The doctor may suggest a cystoscopy, but I don't know anything about that.
How old is the man?
I beg your pardon?
How old is the gentleman?
84.
Okay, so it can be a lot of things. You know, the first thing at that age, I'm thinking of a swollen prostate, so benign hypertrophy, increased size.
No, does not have a swollen, has a normal prostate.
Okay, well, then it's easier to handle. So then what you're going to deal with is either an infection that is due to an underlying low-level bacteria infection, or it can be a fungal or a mold infection.
How do you find that out, though?
You have to get somebody who knows how to run the test. You are in the Gaithersburg area. If you send me a note on drtomrozell.com, I will send you the name of a couple doctors out there that can help you. I know.
Would they be urologists?
No. These are going to be functional medicine guys that understand what's going on. I'm not going to send you to a traditional physician because you're going to get more of the same. So,
well, thank you very much.
All right. So send me a note at drtomrozelle, drtomrozelle.com.
I know that. I see, I watch you all the time. Just want to ask one thing. Why does one have a cystoscopy that's pronounced right? Why would a male have that? What is that looking for?
Well, cystoscopy is like anything else. They're going to go in through the urethra and into the bladder, and they're going to see if there's anything that they, you know, that looks swollen, or they're going to see if there's any irritations there. They're going to look for tumors. They're going to look for things of that nature. That's the reason that you do it. And then based on that, they may take a biopsy if they see anything that's there. Those are the reasons that they do cystoscopies. But there's a whole lot of easier ways of making that happen. There are natural ways. I don't know, you know, the full medical history on this guy, but the way you start is I'd make sure that he eliminates all the things that we've talked about. That, you know, he doesn't have any back problems. Somebody who has a lower back problem that doesn't even present in pain, the nerve has a motor function and it has organ function. So if the portion of the nerve that goes to the prostate, which is, by the way, is the S1 nerve root, is irritated, then the prostate and the bladder is not going to work as it was meant to. And it could be sluggish, and then you have irritation, and you have all those things. If it's a mold and fungal problem, sometimes there's burning, sometimes there's not, but the urine is usually smells very putrid, and it almost smells like, you know, you're walking into a lousy basement. So you look at all of those things, and there's natural things that you can do that are non-invasive, but we really need to know much more about that. So send me a note, and I will send you a referral, and there'll be a couple MDs up in that area that are good friends of mine that do this work and do a very nice job of it, okay? Billy,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate your phone call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. We're talking about a lot of different things today, and we're going to talk a little bit about brain injury, keeping kind of the theme of the nervous system and things that you need to know about and why things happen the way they're supposed to. You know, in this one, unfortunately, I hate these studies because they're done on animals for the most part to begin with. But the American Journal of Pathology, and, you know, this is a medical journal. Again, a lot of you know me. You say, why are you reading medical journals? It's because I need to know what, you know, everybody else is thinking so I can put my 2 cents into it, which I do very quickly and willingly on many different subjects. But traumatic injury, blows to the head. You know, we fall, we hit our heads. If you're like me with, you know, every time I'm bumping my head on my car, on a cabinet and so forth, I think that's what's, you know, my wife will tell you is wrong with me. Traumatic brain injury. Injury affects the body and the brain as well. Remember we talked about that brainstem and all the automatic functions? So if you hit your head, if you take a blow to your head, the top of your head, the side of your head, the back of your head, it's going to affect not only the brain, but the spaces in between, the disc spaces down the spinal cord. And subsequently, what happens is that you come up with these symptoms that are associated with that, maybe confusion, or they tell you got a little bit of a concussive problem, and they put you on these drugs. And a lot of the drugs that are used, believe it or not, are treatments with hypertensive drugs, and they block the production of certain proteins, groups of amino acids that are related to inflammatory reactions in the brain. When you hit yourself, when you hurt yourself, the first response of the body is inflammation. It's actually protective. You need a certain amount of inflammation to heal with. But if you don't have that, your body has a problem. It goes into a deeper, deeper problematic situation. Now, Georgetown University, right down the street here, the medical center found, and this was, again, an animal study, they found that brain injury produces an inflammatory response in the blood and as well as in the body's organ system. So if you get hurt, the organ systems get inflamed, but so does the brain and the spinal cord and all the nerves and so forth. And but guess what else? The liver. The liver responds dramatically, and the liver responds with about 1,000 times increased production of certain proteins that increase inflammation in the brain. So if the liver's not working the way it's supposed to, guess what? Your brain is in trouble. You're in big trouble. So it leads to chronic inflammation. And then that chronic inflammation, here's the piece that if we've ever talked about it, people aren't aware, cell death and reduced blood flow to all kinds of areas of the body. It's crazy. So this model that they did, the researchers found that small doses of the blood pressure drug called telmisartan blocked the production of one or more of the molecules and the subsequent reactive loop that causes the liver not to work the way it's supposed to, and brain death and cellular death in response. Interesting information. We'll be right back after some very important messages. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Same place on your dial every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern time. Tell your friends and let them check it out. And by the way, if you can't find me here, you can find me at drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. And I do respond to your emails. And sometimes it's sitting there all day long because there's a whole bunch of them that are coming in, but we will get back to you. If you need to talk to a doctor at the Rozelle Center for Healing and you'd like some one-on-one, just go to 703-698-7117. Let your fingers do the walking on the phone, and they will get back to you. Listen. Next Sunday, a week from today, we have Caring for Others, which is a 501c3 Virginia-based charity, is sponsoring their third annual Children's Christmas Gala. Tis the season, and we're all in the giving mood, and we want to help those who are less fortunate. This year, there's four shelters that Caring for Others is going to host for one of the most amazing Christmas parties that you've ever seen for kids who come from battered and abused shelters. They're being protected from people who are just ridiculously outrageous and the people who don't have anything. And we're trying to make this a happy time for them. Like your help, need your help. We need it now. Go to www.gofundme.com. That's GOFUNDME.com/caringforothers. GoFundMe.com/caringforothers. And if you can, whatever you can do, $10, if you can do $1,000. You know, everything is welcomed. Everything is needed. This is a foundation, by the way, who takes nothing in administrative fees. Nothing. Zero. All the members of the board, all the people that are surrounded with the organization donate completely. There is nothing, $0 going to administrative costs. Everything goes to where it needs to go to. And this third annual Children's Gala Christmas party for these children is something that we really need your help with. GoFundMe.com/caringforothers. Do it today. As soon as the program's over, go make that happen. Annie, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hi, my daughter is in college. She was just diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease. And she's coming back to Virginia this Christmas. There's a couple questions I have regarding that. She's been getting abscesses on her body, type 4. We discovered the Lyme disease because she took a trip to Haiti and was on doxycycline, and they got really sick afterwards. At this, a lot of sensitivity to the sun and other reactions. And anyway, so do you think that the abscesses are connected to the Lyme disease? And then the second question I have, she's on a regimen of natural remedies to try to the Lyme disease.
Annie, obviously the asbestos is going to make things much worse because it's going to compromise the immunological system in the body and lungs and so forth. Not a good combination of things to be with. However, having said that, what you want to do with this is dramatically increase the body's immunological response from multiple directions. Dietary patterns are going to be critical. If it was my child, they'd be doing acupuncture. They would be making sure that the nervous system was balanced, as well as if it was indicated in one of these situations, sometimes medicine is absolutely necessary. There's something that you can do. There's a doctor out on the West Coast, ISEL, ISSEL. Check his clinic out, ISEL Clinic. There's other pathways that that need to be explored as well. I can be much more detailed if you send me a note at drtomrozell.com. I'll write them out for you. Do your homework, do your investigation. But you want to go after immunological support in this particular case. Lyme's is one of those nasty buggers that builds a cocoon around itself. You know, the primary bacterium, there's a lot of cofactors, co-infections, but Babesia and Bartonella are the primary guys, and they have all kinds of substrates with them. But there's like 8 or 9 that are primary co-infections. You have to deal with those. It's a spirochete. It's very much like a syphilis type of bacterium or microorganism. But there's everything from biophotonics to ozone to natural therapeutics. Send me a note and I'll get more information to you. We're coming up to the end of the program way too fast. I'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.